SEO Extra.
God, this motherfucker.
Oh, I heard that.
I don't understand it. It's like 8 o'clock at night, you know? Like, bro. Fuck.
This makes for some great fucking extra.
The guy who mows lawns around here, he's got to be like 65. But he'll just do, he does it shirtless, dude. It's like 65. He's old as fuck.
Is he, why? Does he have grandpa bod?
Yeah.
Just big old gut and titties?
Well, I'm a big old gut, you know, but I mean, he's old, so he's just fucking saggy and nasty looking.
How about the hair factor? How hairy?
Oh, I don't know about that, I guess.
Or is it just smooth?
I don't really pay that much attention.
See, I would.
How big are his nipples? Like yeah. Looney size or
Cesaro size or
does he have a big nipple or something?
Oh, God damn, yes. Oh, dude, it's like pancake nipples. You'll now that I've mentioned it to you, you'll never ever get away from it.
I'd have to see the guy. The nipples, the fucking. I'd have to see him actually wrestle before I could even notice his nipples.
And they're black metal.
We got a few badass like bands from around here, you know. What the hell was that? Where the fuck is this asshole? God damn it!
What asshole?
lawnmower man.
Oh. Lawnmower man.
Yeah, but they always do that. It's like, dude, you come here. I mean, it's hotter during the day, but like. You come in the evening on Friday. People just got off work. They're trying to fucking relax, you know, live their lives. And you're like, motherfuckers need to go electric.
Motherfuckers need to go electric.
There Seriously. Fuck your like gas lawnmower bullshit.
But nothing cuts so good as gas, Jim. Nothing.
That's not true. It's not true, man. You can get those fucking ones that charge. You know, you just fucking charge it and it's near silent.
You know what lawnmower we have?
One of those OG, like, no motor push ones.
Motherfucking rights.
Dude, that's a good workout, man.
That's what we have, man.
And they have, like, you're like, oh, I can push that around, but there's, like, built-in tension on those things. Oh, they're fucking.
They take your fingers off real fast, man, or at least break them.
Yeah. Those things are a fucking workout, man.
Yeah, I like it. It's not bad. We don't have a lot of grass anyways, right? So that's a plus.
It's an unpopular opinion, but I think lawn in general is like stupid.
Oh, I agree. I spend no time out on the lawn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got a stoop where I smoke dope and I smoke my cigarettes. That's all I need. I got a shed in the winter. That's all I need.
I looked up, you know, one point stats on how much money Americans, like how much fuel alone to fuel lawnmowers and shit, and how much money people spend on seed and how much water is wasted watering lawns.
Yeah.
It's just dumb.
You know, I agree. It is stupid.
Places like Arizona, they just have like rock, all rock, and they have, you know, like fake grass and shit.
They probably don't have enough water.
No, they don't. So they no one really. Yeah. And I guess, you know, maybe if you do stuff in your yard, you know, if you have kids and they run around and, you know, fucking throw balls around or whatever these kids do. But I think that's a stretch even these days. Like, are kids really outside anymore? I don't know.
And when they're outside.
I guess all the ones are around here, but this is the hood. So they don't have Xboxes probably. You know.
That's true.
I remember being a kid and, like, we did do a lot of shit outside until about... like the N64 era.
Oh, yeah.
And then that was it. I remember spending a whole summer playing NWO WCW World Tour. It's like every single day we meet up, we play 4-player fucking World Tour. And that's okay. It.
It was roughly the same thing for me. We spent all of our time outside. But once we got to about 12, 13, it shifted drastically where... we go to somebody's house and play video games.
Yeah, dude.
Or, you know, we go drink in the bushes. That's about as big as our outside activities where we drink in the woods.
Except what I gather from the Federation listening is that you guys played like shitty PS1 fucking wrestling games and not like the good THQ 64 ones.
It's very true.
Play like fucking Warzone or something.
Yeah, we didn't get well, and to be honest, not many of my friends wanted to play wrestling games. So wrestling games are basically just me and Travis at home. Every now and then somebody would come over and play it, but not very often. It was like Tony Hawk. There was one for like the PlayStation 2 that I had, ATV Off-Road Fury. We used to play all the time.
We played that until like recently at my band's practice space. There's a PS2 down there, and we would do like after we'd... In between jamming and shit, we would have like high score challenges on the trick mode on ATV Off-Road Fury.
Yeah, that's exactly what we would do. And man, we fucking loved it. We would play it constantly.
Yeah, the new ATV games are shit too. I don't know. How are the ones on PS2 so much better? Yeah. Wow. MX versus ATV.
I didn't know that was the same, like the same brand.
I don't know if it's the same brand, but.
But it's the same kind of game, at least.
Well, where the fuck is this asshole?
Maybe he had a stroke.
I can only hope. I don't know. I guess we can start. And know it. I just know what's going to happen. And fucking know it. Because we have this little strip, but he doesn't come by once. He comes by like fucking 3-4 times.
Fucking assholes. Old man assholes.
It's even worse than regular fucking assholes.
To you by Juicy Jack. And I fucked up last week.
Calling it Uncle Andy?
It's actually called Uncle Andy, but I all of a sudden had Al Bundy on the brain. And I was like, oh man, you know, make a great photo? Al with his hand on his pants. And I was like, oh wait, it's Uncle Andy.
Fuck. I was so confused by that.
I was too after a while. So did it come back to Andy Anderson touch kids or something?
Randy Anderson?
Who? Oh, was it Randy Anderson?
The ref?
Oh, I don't know. I thought I seen something on Twitter where somebody talking about Andy Anderson doing something deplorable.
Oh, I don't know. Touching you.
He did touch me. Right in the fucking loins.
Someone, I don't remember who it was, but somebody said they really fucking popped for that skidoo, the way you said skidoo. It was like, it was skidoo pants. It was the whole, like, the premise of the joke, the idea of skidoo pants, but also the way, like, skidoo, like, the way you said it was just like, pants.
So I fucking don't even know how I said it.
I listened back to, like, chunks of the show, and I was like, it's a tremendous joke.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. It was all off the fly. I didn't plan any of it. It just all came out.
Tired and high. I play that later. I just got my guitar back from the shop. I don't know if I mentioned that.
No, you didn't.
After Stone Cloud Sunday was my last band, like broke up, I don't know, 2.5 years ago. I quit and it broke up. And anyway. And I was just like so done. I was like, I've been doing this for 20 years. I'm done with bands and bullshit. And I didn't even play guitar.
Really? Not at all, eh? Except for the Mega Ran album.
Yeah, except for all the Mega Ran album. She's like, thank God for that. Thank God, because I could like, at least when I saw my friends, I could be like, I did this thing. That's pretty awesome.
Don't be that lonely uncle there. Oh, yeah.
So I took it in and got my fucking axe all, gave her a fucking tune up.
Nice.
Yeah, it looks so fucking good.
So like, what do they do when they tune it up?
Well, mine had a couple of loose knobs, like the actual pots were loose.
Come back.
Cocksucker.
Man, the grass must be some fucking thick.
I feel like that was two of them that went by.
That's the fourth time that he's gone by that I know of.
I felt like it was two right there, though. Like, whoa, whoa, like they're fucking racing.
maybe he's brought a girl from the old home, and they're just fucking drinking it up. Maybe I should call Stu. Stu, you want to come in this lawn mowing party?
You know I want to be a part of this lawn mower party.
I hate kids, so I didn't have to mow the lawn.
Let them know, because I could really go for a jaunt on the lawn mower. Did Brett tell you? Because I'm sure he thought to tell you that he's courageous chief now.
Did he say the lawn motor? I like if Stu would say lawn motor, I think.
It's called a lawn motor.
It's got a motor.
It's got a motor. It's got oil. It's got a dipstick.
That should be part of the Stu canon that he like messes up certain words and shit, you know?
Yeah. All I've ever done for the Stu thing is just like stutters, like in I don't know
what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You ever seen my guitar? Here he comes. Here he comes. They went by so fast, I couldn't see in the little gap of the blinds if he had a shirt on or not.
You couldn't give me the report on whether or not he was hairy or bald. Right.
Fucking assholes. Okay. I think they're fleecing my rental company, too, because they come here and they mow the lawn, like, constantly. It's like, dude, the lawn's not even that long. What are you doing?
What do you mean by fleecing? Oh, like, fucking them out of money.
Yeah. It rained yesterday for the first time in like fucking seemed like forever. The grass is brown. It's fucking not growing. They'll just come by like, oh,
time to cut it.
Yeah, eight or nine at night. Sometimes it's even later than this.
Really?
It's like almost fucking dark outside. 9:15. Dude's like blasting by your window.
He's a fucking vampire, Jim.
Yeah. I'm in the basement, you know, so. When he drives by, he's like right fucking there.
Yeah, I can imagine. No wonder you don't get a good look at his fucking hair.
I wouldn't want to make eye contact with him. Here he comes again. He comes by like fast as fuck, dude. He's like flying around out there.
I almost fucking died. Oh man, I was choked. Literally, I was dry heaving almost. I was laughing so hard.
My anger at the world.
Here he comes again.
SEO extra.